alien life. One of the things which excites archaeologists is the discovery of pottery. The more ancient the pottery, the more exciting the discovery. What if we were to discover pottery on an alien planet? Would that prove there had been intelligent life on that planet at one time? From time to time, the rovers on Mars are finding objects which cannot be explained and which seem to point to the fact life may have existed on Mars. I am not talking about microbes, I am talking about intelligent life. I am also saying it was a very long time ago. Recently, the Curiosity rover snapped a photo of an area on Mars which seemed to contain the remnants of a bowl. It looks like it had been exposed to the elements for many millions of years, and I would like to share that photo with you. There are some very important parts of this photo I would like to point out to you. Not only is the object perfectly round, which you will notice the bottom sticks out further than the top, which is typical of many bowls. There is a chance this could be something other than a bowl, but I think the odds favor the bowl theory. I have seen many other things which seem like commonplace objects in rover photos. If this was one of the first I ever saw, I might be a little more skeptical, but I have seen so many objects that have been ignored over the years that it leads me to one unescapable fact, which is there was intelligent life on Mars in its distant past. See the article for the photo. I cannot take the credit for discovering this, since it was pointed out by Scott Waring. I don't always agree with his conclusions, but in this case, I think he has hit the nail on the head. When we talk about life existing on alien worlds, the search for life by City at Home was an experiment which lasted for many years. It took place when the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence asked users of their website to allow City to use their computers when they were idle to crunch data. City has announced they no longer need to do this and has discontinued this program, stating they have so much data it would take years to sift through all of it. I also believe advances in computer technology which have increased the capacity of the City computers might have a lot to do with it. Astronomers announced on February 14, 2020 they were going to sweep the entire sky for signs of extraterrestrial life using 28 very large radio telescopes. The Very Large Array Observatory in New Mexico will collaborate with the privately funded City Institute. The Very Large Array Observatory consists of 27 large radio telescopes which can be configured by moving them on tracks. Astronomers are very excited over the prospect of being able to get their hands on the data this will produce. City also wants to build PanaCity, which would be an observatory designed to continuously observe one particular area of the sky. City would like to use this to try and capture one-shot signals. The City scientists' hopes of finding alien races got boosted when it turned out about one-fifth of all stars have planets in the habitable zone, and this does not even take into consideration the fact other alien life may not even have to be in the zone. Some people felt City scientists would be disheartened by the lack of a concrete discovery after all these years, but the opposite is true. When the James Webb Telescope becomes operational in space, it is claimed it will be able to see the atmospheres on many of the extraterrestrial planets, and this will allow us to search for certain gases which are given off by biological life. It certainly looks like the search for extraterrestrial life has taken a new turn and more scientists are boarding the train. It's funny, I remember people saying be careful for what you wish for, and maybe we should be a little more careful in our search for extraterrestrial life. For the groups that claim we may not want to alert certain races to our presence, I have to say it is probably too late to think about that, since we have been broadcasting signals off of this world for well over 100 years. Others say this doesn't matter because the signals move so slowly, traveling only at the speed of light, it would take many years for them to get anywhere. It has been estimated there are about 800 star systems within 100 light years radius of Earth, which means if there were life on planets orbiting other stars which was advanced enough to pick up our signals, they could have. Whether they would be advanced enough to get here is a whole other question. Why are we in such a hurry to find alien races? Some believe there are those who think an alien race is the only civilization capable of saving our planet. They completely discount the chances the human race could do that job. Others think there are those who believe an alien race could produce paradise on Earth. According to some science fiction movies, certain aliens might regard us as food. Is it wise for a race of beings like ourselves to try to find and contact races which might be far more advanced than us? When it was done on Earth, look what happened. The less advanced race was almost always taken advantage of, and many of its members died. There is a belief which states we are far more advanced than we let on. Could this be the reason we are searching the heavens? Here is what I am getting at. Does it make sense to try and find alien races on planets which we could never reach with our current technology? It would make a lot more sense if we knew we could reach these places, and that was why we launched the search. From the things I have heard from people who should know, I believe we are more advanced and all that technology is being kept secret. It may be hard for some to believe, but one thing the government is very good at is keeping important secrets from us. I believe space travel is hundreds of years more advanced than we know, and the only reason we are still using rockets and such is because the advanced technology is locked up in what is known as black projects.